The state is part of a national effort to end homelessness for veterans by 2015, for the chronically homeless by 2016, and families by 2019. The Hawaii Pathways Project will receive $600,000 in federal funding over the next 3 years. Helping Hands Hawaii President and CEO Jan Harada says the goal is to provide services for the chronically homeless with substance abuse issues.
These are the folks that are in danger of dying or frequenting your emergency rooms and your incarcerated facilities, you know, and going in and out of treatment programs. So these are the folks that are really high risk, and they're not going to be able to get the treatment on their own.
The Pathways Project does not provide housing or rent subsidies. Instead, it partners with the Department of Human Services Homeless Programs Office through a year-by-year contract with U.S. Vets. Duke Ma'ele is the project coordinator.
The state awarded us $1,250,000 to house 75 individuals and families. Currently, we have 31 households that were chronically homeless, unsheltered, and very vulnerable.
The goal of U.S. Vets is to house 75 individuals or families by June 26th. In the meantime, the UH Center on the Family is in the process of releasing its 2014 Homeless Services Utilization Study. A preliminary finding is that 38% of the state's homeless are new to the system, and about 600 individuals are new arrivals to the state in the last 12 months. Senate Human Services Chair Suzanne Chun Oakland says that number has a potential to increase substantially at any time.
We have about 100,000 estimated one paycheck away from homelessness. So if we look at that, if at any one point a family, elder, or individual is vulnerable to become homeless.
Drug addiction and incarceration can also hasten one's journey into homelessness. Tangi Lazarus is originally from New York.
As a person who was homeless for many years in Chinatown, and also as a Harvard graduate, class of 95, and I have a master's degree in education, but with a felony and a drug charge, you can't really teach school anymore. I got into public housing, and I can tell you that's what has really saved me.
The governor's coordinator and chair of the Hawaii Interagency Council on Homelessness, Colin Kippen, says developing affordable housing for individuals earning $53,000 a year will be the key to solving homelessness in Hawaii.
The data tells us that we're about 20,000 units short for those who are 80% and below of area median income. And so that's a substantial amount of people who need affordable housing.
The statewide Homeless Awareness Conference will be held Friday at the Pacific Beach Hotel, 8:30 to 4 p.m. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.